This is the Blind Access Journal podcast for Tuesday, May 31st, 2011. On this episode of the podcast, I'm going to demonstrate a brand new iOS app that just came out yesterday. Seems to have been approved and released by Apple on Memorial Day. That's right. It's called VizWiz. V-I-Z-W-I-Z. VizWiz is an awesome new app that lets you get sighted help with various things. The way it does that is you take a picture of the object that you need some kind of help with, then you speak a question, and that photo of that object and the question goes to a bunch of people out on the internet who will try to assist you with the thing that you need help with, whatever that may be. It's pretty straightforward. It's we call it a remote assistance app, and it really is that. I will show you. I'm in the kitchen of my house here, and I'm going to take a few things out and snap photos of them, and you'll see what it does. So I'm going to double tap on VizWiz from my home screen. I don't have it in a folder yet on my iPhone. So that's what you hear when it starts. Use the camera button to take a new photo. VizWiz works on the iPhone 3GS, iPhone 4, iPod Touch 4th generation, and iPad 2. Those are currently the only devices that have a built-in camera. You have to have one of those devices in order to use VizWiz. Okay, I'm going to let's take this bottle I have on my counter here, and I'll take the phone. I'm going to hold the phone and line it up with this bottle, and then I'm going to move it off to the left just a bit, because the camera is sort of, the camera's on the right-hand side of the phone. So I move it away about 6 inches and the phone off to the left a little bit. I double tap the camera button.
Camera. Record a question. Back button.
So now it says record a question.
Use the record button to record a new question.
So I'm going to flick to the right.
Back button.
There's the back button.
Record button.
And there's the record button.
Start
and that's all you have. So I'm going to record the question. And when I'm done speaking, I'm going to double tap. VoiceOver will not be available when I do the second double tap. So I'm going to double tap. What is this? And the phone vibrated when I double tapped the first time to start the recording.
Select your answer sources and upload your question to the web.
So now I can select my sources. I'm going to flick to the right.
Web workers, switch button on.
Web workers is selected.
IQ engines, switch button on.
And IQ engines.
Double tap to toggle setting. Tap to select an app.
So Web Workers is a service that provides people who will answer questions for VizWiz. It's a human intervention, essentially. So the question and the picture of the object goes to someone who tries to answer it and types an answer back, which we will discuss later. IQ Engines.
Tap to select an IQ Engine.
There's IQ
Switch
Engines.
Button, on.
And that
double tap to toggle setting.
IQ Engines is essentially Omobi. Those of you who've heard of Omobi will know this. If not, then it's a two-step process. So the picture of the object is sent to IQ Engines, and the first thing they do is try to compare it against a database of objects that they already know about. If they can't identify it that way, then they go out and they do crowdsourcing, and they do something similar to Web Workers, and they try to get the answer. Now, I believe that the IQ Engines people are going to just get the picture. So they're not going to see your question. So the answers that you get from them might not be as relevant depending on what it is you need. Flicking to the right again.
Tap to select an address. Text field. Twitter. Switch button. On.
Okay, so
switch button.
So this tap to select an address.
Text field.
Text field. That's to email your question to somebody, like email it to a friend or a colleague, and that would email the question and the picture.
Twitter, switch button, on.
And Twitter, you can use Twitter as a source, and I have it on. I'm going to turn it off because I'm not actually using
it. Switch button, off.
So I just double tapped it. You can double tap the names of these sources, and it will toggle them on or off, as the case may be. If you turn on Twitter and then you provide VizWiz with your Twitter username and password, then the question and the pick will be posted to your Twitter account, and all your followers will know what it is that you're wanting to find out about. So that could be good or bad. It could become spammy to the rest of your Twitter followers, especially if you use this app a lot. Flicking to the right again.
Back button.
We have a back
record
button.
A new question. Send button. Upload your question to the web.
And there you go. If you press the send button, then it uploads your question to the web. So I'm going to double tap send.
Please wait while your question is sent.
Okay. We're waiting. And this doesn't normally take as long. I'm just explaining the process as I go.
View answers.
So we have
view answers as they arrive.
And you can view the answers as they arrive. So I'm going to flick to the right.
Back button.
There's our back button.
Select new answers in progress.
In progress.
Back button. Select new answer sources.
So you kind of have to explore this screen occasionally every few seconds. So I'm flicking around.
View answers. View new answers as they arrive.
Okay, so I flick to the left. Flicking to the right
back
again.
Button. In progress. New answers available.
It says, in progress, new answers available.
Back. But the camera is too close to tell. View answers.
The camera is too close to tell.
Back. Button. In progress. The camera is too... View answers. The camera is too close to tell. Web worker.
Okay.
Back. But in progress.
So one of the web workers says this is not good.
View answers.
Camera's too close.
Back.
So this time, I'm going to make this a little faster.
Answer sources.
I know.
The camera is view
answers. I know that the back button
web worker
is
switch button on.
Is in the lower left corner of the screen. So I selected the back button. I'm going to do that again.
Back button.
Double tap that.
Record a question. Back.
And do it one
button
more time.
Take a photo. Camera button.
And then we're back to the first step, the camera step, and I'm going to what I'm going to do is I also know that the camera button is on the bottom of the screen. Looks like a large button that's on the left and the right.
Take a new photo.
You know, it goes across the bottom of the screen. So very easy to reach, that button. Makes sense since it's a key factor in all this. So I'm going to pull this apart again. I've got the camera lined up with the bottle. I've got both of them in my hand. The bottle's in my right hand. The phone is in my left. Pull them about 6 inches apart and move the phone slightly to the left.
Camera. Record a question. Use the record button to record a new question.
Okay, I'm going to, in the lower right corner of the screen,
record.
I have the record
stop
button.
Stop recording a question.
Double tap. What is this? And then just double tap it again to stop recording.
Select sources and send. Select your answer sources and upload your question.
I'm not changing my sources, so I'm going to hit the send button, which is also, again, in the right lower right-hand corner of the screen.
Send button. Please wait while your question is sent.
Okay. We are waiting. Sure. Normally, this process is a little more reliable. I may just be off a little bit. It is very, very important to use good camera technique. I have the iPhone 4, so my camera has the
new answers available.
It has, and it tells you new answers available. My camera has the flash You know, with the LED and the flash, and it also has autofocus. So if you have an iPod Touch 4 or an iPhone 3GS or an iPad 2, you're not going to have all those features that the iPhone 4 currently has. Hopefully one of these days. Flicking to the right.
Blurry. Eye pensions. I think it's a honey bear. Web worker.
I think it's a honey bear. So we're getting that. Closer. Okay. It is. IQ Engines says blurry. Doesn't like it. So it is. This is a bottle of honey. That was kind of an obvious one.
I think it's a honey bear. Honey bottle. Web worker.
Honey bottle. Another web worker says it's a honey bottle.
That.
So you've
honey
got
bottle.
One, two, three
answers.
Two of which are good and one of which is bad. You know, well, it's not bad. It's not wrong. It's just blurry. They didn't.
Blurry. I think it's honey bottle. Back. Honey, blurry.
So that's awesome, right? We know what it is. We don't know exactly the brand and all that. If we wanted to know that, we might need to take a few more pictures of it, or we might need to, figure out, using another device. Let me take a can. I'm going to take a can. I'm going to try positioning this differently with the tab down towards the counter. I'm going to hold it in place on the top. Putting the phone on it. I'm going to go
back.
Doing the back thing here.
Select sources. Back. Button. Back. Button.
I think
take a photo.
Some things are needed, and I have some commentary. I have some commentary about this app, but I will save that till later.
Camera.
Okay, so I just flick to the right to get to the camera button. So I'm going to pull up on it. I have the can now with the tab. It's one of those pop-top cans. The tab is pointing down towards the counter, and the can is in place. I have my right hand holding onto the can. The phone is oriented so that the can is horizontal and the phone is oriented horizontally with the camera against the bottom right hand corner of the counter here. So I'm pulling up on it. I know that's a very rough description. It's the best I can figure out how to do. It's very hard to describe camera and phone positioning with certain things. Pulling up on it. A little bit to the left.
Camera. Record a question.
Again, at least 6 inches. Otherwise, you don't get enough viewing area. Let's hit the record button.
Record button.
What's in this can? Okay.
Send button. Back button. Twitter. Switch button.
Oh, there's our sources, button. So I'm double tap send.
Please wait while your question is sent.
So again, I pressed double tap on the record button, spoke my question, and double tapped again. Again, without getting any voiceover feedback.
View answers.
Okay.
View new answers as they
arrive.
New
answers as they arrive. With cans, I'm not sure if it's better to hold the can and the phone or place the can on the counter. I'm not sure. I haven't figured out yet. Cans are really hard to use with barcode scanners as well.
Back. In progress. View answers.
So VizWiz doesn't know anything yet.
Select new answer sources. View answers. Back. In prog. View answers. New answers available.
Okay, new answers available.
Can you turn it to the left a little? I think it's dull. So fruit. Web worker.
Okay, so he says, can you turn it to the left a little? I think it's dull. Fruit. To the left a little. So when I had it oriented like
answers
this.
Available. Can you turn it to the back? Can't see label clearly. Can needs to be rotated counterclockwise. Web worker. View answers.
Orient it the way I had it. It needs to be turned counterclockwise. So it needs to be turned like this. Okay?
Can't see label clearly. View and. Can you turn back?
So we got one possible and one I just
back.
Don't know.
Button.
So let's try that again.
Select sources. Back. Button. Record a question. Record a question. Back. Button. Take camera. Button.
I'm going to hold the can up this time, and I'm going to pull it away from the phone about 6 inches.
Camera. Record a question. Use the record.
And I had the tab, this time I had the tab facing directly away from me on the pop top. And I was holding the can in my right hand and the phone in my left. So let's record a question.
Record button.
What's in this can?
So
and I double tap. Always very
select
clear
answer sources and upload your quest
about what I'm doing so that to reinforce reinforce what's going on. So I'm going
to
double tap the send button, which again I found in the lower right hand corner of the iPhone's touchscreen.
Please wait while your question is sent.
Always good to learn the shortcuts if you can use them. If you can have enough spatial awareness to utilize the shortcuts, then you don't have to go flick, 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 left and right.
View answers.
Not
view new answers as they arrive.
You know, certainly that's okay to do, but the more practice you get with the device and the more you use it, the more efficient you will be and the more productive you will feel.
New okay. answers available.
So there are answers.
Dole crushed pineapple. Web worker.
How about that? Dole crushed pineapple.
Back. New answers.
That was very
new answers available.
Very clear, wasn't it? All right, so and those are cans, and cans are notoriously difficult. So if we were needing to find something in a hurry, we could do this, right? It's not realistic. It's taking about 30 seconds, 45 seconds to get an answer. That's certainly better than, you know, trying to find a sighted neighbor or something like that, someone like that that you don't know. Trying to deal with all of those situations that you have when you're just trying to get a little bit of help with something. I'm going to try a couple of other things here. Let's find out. This is a box.
Bike engines. Back.
I already know what kind of coffee this is, but let's test it out and see
back.
What.
Record a question. Back button.
Now, if I'm taking a picture of the box, I'm taking a picture of the top of the box of this box. If I'm taking a picture of the correct part of the box, this will be easy. Box is oriented vertically, you know, oriented with the opening towards me, and it's it's long ways going. You know, towards me and away from me. It's not horizontal, it's vertical. It's sitting on the counter. So I'm going to pull the phone about 6 inches away from the top of the box and slightly to the left. Double tap the camera button.
Record a question. Back button.
Again, record is in the lower right corner of the screen. Double tap.
Stop recording a question.
What is in this box? Double tap.
Select sources and send. Send button.
Hit send.
Upload your
again
question
in the
to the web.
Lower right corner of the screen. Double tap.
Please wait while your question is sent.
Okay. And right now it's uploading. As I'm sure you would surmise.
View answers. View new answers as they arrive.
This app requires internet access. So if you're using, you know, an iPhone, then you can use either your cellular 3G connection, or you can use Wi-Fi. You have choices. If you have an iPod Touch 4, it's got to be Wi-Fi. You don't have 3G. And if you have an iPad 2, then you may or may not have a choice, depending on whether your iPad has a cellular connection on it, depending on which iPad you got. So there are your choices for devices and connectivity. It says there are answers. Let's flick to the right.
Green Mountain Coffee. Web worker.
Okay, it says it's Green Mountain Coffee,
in progress.
But
back.
It doesn't
Green Mountain
tell
answers.
Me which kind.
Green Mountain, back, in progress. Green Mountain, view answers. View new answers as Green Mountain Coffee, web worker.
So it doesn't tell me, I mean, it does tell me that it's coffee and not a box of something else.
Back.
I'm going to check and see if there's any new answer.
Green Mountain, back.
Okay, only one answer, so I'm going to hit...
New answers available.
Wait,
Green Mountain Coffee. Green Mountain Coffee. Web worker.
Okay. So I'm going to hit back. I'm going to take a
select
picture
sources.
Of the
back.
Front of the box.
Record a question back.
Which I suspect might actually have
take a photo.
The answer we're looking for.
Take a new photo.
I'm going to, again, I'm putting the phone in front of the box.
Camera button.
And then I'm going to pull it away about 6 inches.
Camera. Record a question. Use the record button to record button.
Double tap. What's in this box?
Select sources and send.
Send
button. Please wait while your question is sent.
I've done this a few times. I don't need to remind you about that, I don't think.
View answers. View new answers as they arrive.
And we'll, after this, we'll do one more thing.
New answers. Back. In progress. Back. New answers available. Green Mountain Coffee. I can't see the whole label. Web worker. Back. Button.
Okay.
New answers. View new answers
that
as they arrive.
Person can't see the whole label. There is a label. I see it. I'm going to try to line this up a bit better.
Green Mountain. Back. View answers. View new answers as they. Green Mountain Coffee. I can't see the whole label. Web worker. Back.
As I've done on other presentations before, I have to credit Nancy Miracle from Digital Miracles, the maker of Digit Eyes, for helping me learn how to use a camera phone correctly, at least somewhat correctly, because I was really, really struggling with it.
In progress, back. Greet you answer.
And I was like, Digit Eyes doesn't work. But the problem was none of my other camera apps that I was trying were working very well either. So she explained it to me, and I got Digit Eyes to work a little better, and I got a bunch of other apps to work way better. So I'm hitting the back button 3 times.
Take a photo.
Camera. I'm going to try this again. I'll try to line it up better. Pull back.
Camera. Record a question. Record button.
What's in this box? Okay.
Select sources and send. Send button. Please wait while your question is sent.
Okay. And, you know, you can see that the processes are fairly quick. It's already uploaded the
view new answers as they arrive.
Picture. And we'll wait for it to say that some new answers have arrived.
New answers available.
Flick to the right.
Green Mountain Coffee. Ike Engines. Back. Button. In progress. Back. Green. New answers. Green Mountain Coffee. Ike Engines.
I'm not sure that it's going to be more specific for us this time. But I want to know what
new
kind of
available.
Coffee I have.
Green Mountain Coffee. Ike Engines. Back. But it says the brand is Green Mountain Coffee. Move down to see the rest of the label. Web worker.
Move down to see. Okay, so good. I'm getting descriptions. Of what I can do to improve the situation.
It says view answers.
So that is one benefit to say using Omobi to do this, as Omobi doesn't give you information like that, but VizWiz does.
It says the brand is Green Mountain Coffee. Move down to see. Back.
I'm going to try this one more time. I'm going to take their advice.
Back. Button. Back. Button. Camera. Button. Take a new photo.
So let's move down a little bit, and I'm going to pull back.
Camera. Record a question. Record. Button.
What's in this box?
Send button. Please wait while your question is sent.
And of course, you know, you're getting more efficient once you know the steps. I'm demonstrating that you can, you know, very quickly find the buttons, double tap them without having to listen to every prompt. And that is as it should be with
any
app, I think.
View new answers as they arrive. New answers available. It's too close. Please, back. It's too close. Please move further away from the label so we can see the rest of it. Web worker, back.
So, again, guys and gals, camera technique.
Back.
Gotta have good camera technique for this.
Question. Back. Button.
And as you can see, I am certainly not even perfect, and I've had an iPhone for a while. Gonna pull back. It says I was too close. I'm gonna line it up. Right now, I'm lining up the left side of the phone with the left side of the box, and then I'm going to pull back.
Camera. Record a question. Use the record button to record a new question. Back. Button.
I think I'm going to take another photo. So I'm going to do
take
this.
A photo.
I'm going to do this.
Camera.
I'm going to
button.
Move back.
Take a new photo.
And then down a little bit.
Camera. Record a question. Use the record button to record a new question. Record.
What's in this box?
Select send button. Please wait while your question is sent.
Okay.
Boxcar.
So we have answers.
Green Mountain Coffee. Ike Engines. I see the words caramel vanilla cream, but can't see the rest of the label still. Web worker.
Okay, so it says I see the words caramel vanilla cream, but still can't see the rest of the label. That's fine. I got the answer I needed. Put that back where it goes. I'm going to try a couple more things. Actually, let's just do one more thing here. Put this one back. Do one more thing. Let's do one more bottle. One more tall-ish bottle.
Back. Back. Button. Back. Button. Back. Button. Camera, button. Take a new photo.
So I'm going to line it up with this is one of those very wide bottles. It's a very wide bottle. So I'm going to take a picture of the front of the bottle, what I think is the front of the bottle. I've lined the phone up slightly to the left of center and then pulling back about 6 inches.
Camera.
Okay.
Record a question. Record button.
What's in this bottle?
Select sources and send. Send button. Please wait while your question is sent. View answers. View new answers as they arrive. Murphy Oil Soap. Ike Engines. Back.
Murphy's Oil Soap. How about that?
View answers.
So we got
Murphy Oil. Back.
Okay, so we had to work on a couple of them a little bit, but we are like 4 out of 4. We got answers on all 4 of these items. And other people have done some amazing things with it. They said they took a picture of a TV screen and got some answers. We got some descriptions of what was going on the TV screen. Just all kinds of amazing things. So I just focused on kitchen items. I hope this was a helpful podcast. It's VizWiz. Visit their website at vizwiz.org, VizWiz.org. You can search for VizWiz, VizWiz in the iTunes store. It's a free app. So I hope all of you blind and visually impaired people out there who have an iPhone 3GS, iPhone 4, iPod Touch 4th generation, or iPad 2, will get and try this free app. You will love it. That's it for the Blind Access Journal podcast for today. I'm out of here. Goodbye for now. Catch you later. This is Daryl Shandro signing off.